MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Many area police departments will take part in the National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. April 26th, in Capitan at the police station, 218 Smoky Bear Boulevard, in Carrizozo at the police station, 404 Central Avenue, in Roswell at 1200 Main Street, and in Ruidoso. Both the Ruidoso Police Department and Ruidoso Downs Police Department will be at the Ruidoso Police Station, 1085 Meacham Drive. Federal charges have been filed against 40-year-old Jameson Wagner of Albuquerque in connection to the arson attacks at the Tesla Albuquerque showroom and the Republican Party of New Mexico headquarters. Federal authorities have labeled the charges against the registered Democrat as acts of domestic terrorism. According to federal investigators, Wagner was linked to the fires through surveillance footage of the suspect, footage of a white Hyundai Accent, and matching scene evidence. Agents from the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives raided Wagner's Albuquerque residence on Saturday. And the remaining chimpanzees that were housed at a former research facility have found a new home. The final group of six chimpanzees recently made their way to Chimp Haven, the world's largest chimpanzee sanctuary in northwest Louisiana, from Alamogordo. In total, 21 chimps that were used for biomedical research at the Alamogordo Primate Facility, located at Holloman Air Force Base, have been brought to the 200-acre sanctuary over the last 11 weeks. Those chimpanzees are among the oldest and most fragile to ever enter the sanctuary, with many in their 50s and 60s. The National Institutes of Health stopped funding biomedical research on chimpanzees in 2015. According to the federal agency's website, all chimpanzees at the Alamogordo Primate Facility were exposed to various microorganisms such as hepatitis C and HIV. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.